happening.
All right, this is Chicago area 312 calling England.
Hello? Brian.
Yeah?
Howdy, this is Dan in Chicago.
Hey, hello, Dan.
How are you?
Okay, man, how are you?
I'm okay. Have I woken you?
Yeah, it's just like...
Because I'm not exactly sure of how much later it is there.
It's about... 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ah, well, how you be?
Fine.
Good.
How's everything going?
Okay. We've been meaning to write you or send you something, so...
me as well.
Suddenly decided that a phone call would probably be best. What's happening with you in London?
Yeah.
What's happening with you in music?
I have a new band.
Entirely new, or...?
Yeah, entirely new. Which I'm just putting together at the moment, and it's taking all my time.
Uh-huh. Working on a new album, or no? Okay.
And we have one or two other bits and pieces to send you as well.
Right. Listen, you promised some Peter Sellers and things.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm checking up on that, and I'm not going to let you get away with just talking about it. Is that okay?
Right, sure.
Okay.
Together for you too.
When are you back in the States, or are you expecting to come back?
Yeah, I'm expecting to come back around about February, I think, Dan.
February?
Yeah.
That's good. We're more than happy to have you.
It'd be very nice to come back in.
It's so strange here. The Aragon isn't having concerts anymore.
No?
They're now being held in a converted cow palace.
What?
No, seriously. It's, we need some sort of stimulation, you know?
Yeah.
And, the music scene in general here is just so hard to get together. I mean, we talk to people like, Harvey Mandel is now playing with Mayall, and he was here. He's a Chicago person, and his recommendation is that if you're a musician in Chicago, you should leave, you know, which really isn't very encouraging, but perhaps the most realistic approach, at least from his eyes. So, what can you tell me that might be of interest to, you know, ears out here?
Well, you know, I was playing you an album by John McLaughlin.
Right, that Devotion.
Yeah, well, Lifetime are just through having a great deal of success here, actually, in England. They're doing a tour.
Uh-huh.
It's really encouraging, you know, Tony Williams.
Right.
Jack Bruce joined them.
Right, and sure, it must be encouraging for you because they're kind of trying at the same approach you are, maybe perhaps from a bit of a different direction.
Uh-huh.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Sound reasonable?
They're doing very well, isn't
good.
Really happy. That's one of the big things. Apart from that, it sort of seems a little bit flat.
I can hardly hear you.
Yeah. Apart from that, it seems a little bit flat. There's not too many sort of things happening. Now, there we go.
Okay.
How's Donella?
Pardon?
How's Donella, by the way?
She's okay. She,
Did you get my card?
Yes. Yes, and Ralph got his.
Oh, fine.
You know, and it looked like a place where you could really enjoy yourself.
Yeah, how's Ralph, by the way?
Ralph has gone to Capitol Records.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And RCA is going through an awful lot of changes. I don't know if you're aware of them or not.
No, I'm not.
They're just trying to get the company straightened out.
And what about Dennis, Dan?
Pardon?
What about Dennis?
Dennis is fine. He's coming along real well.
That's great.
You know, and I think we're aesthetically we're reaching, you know, what we want to do.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, a lot of problems are still there, trying to relate to people who, you know, don't understand. But we're starting to run into the people who do, so that's good, too.
That's good, man.
You know, and, you know, we're waiting around.
How's Saul, by the way?
Saul? How are you, Saul?
Pretty good.
No sooner said than done.
How are you, Paul?
Pretty good.
That's great. Right. Still got the two turntables going 24 hours a day.
Right.
Right. And so, listen, we have something that we can send you. We have a tape of your performance at the Aragon.
Oh, really?
Not entirely, but a good part of it, and the quality is pretty good.
Yeah, I'd really need to hear that.
You know, and you're really right about what you said, you know. They don't let you get out on your album. They really don't.
No, we're hoping to really let go this time, you know.
That's good. How many pieces in your band?
Still the same lineup, actually. A wild Scottish guitar player. A wild Scottish drummer. And an English bass player.
Uh-huh. Anyone that we would know?
You might know the guitar players from Pete Brown's band. Pete Brown, the guy who writes the lyrics for The Cream.
Mm-hmm.
He had a band on the road here. Guy's quite an amazing player.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen.
But we hope to send some of that over for you.
As soon as you have that stuff, Brian, please send it on.
Okay, man, and some other things that I've dug out as well.
Right, the early stuff that you talked about, where the stuff that they wouldn't let you put out on the label. Yeah, we've since then gotten into a rap with a number of people, you know, and that's come up a couple of times about how, you know, a lot of artists just never get their real thing out there. Because the guy who's attempting to make the commercial decisions, you know, doesn't think that the world is ready for it. And really, that's what we're trying to dig at, and you know that. How's your wife?
Oh, she's fine.
How's your kid?
Fine, too.
That's good.
Getting around now, you know.
Uh-huh. They still have that bottle of wine.
How's everything out of Paulina then, or Paulina?
It's good. It's okay, you know. I was out to New York, and Saul was out to Montreal and Toronto, and the girls were out to the West Coast, so we've gotten a lot of things, you know, sort of set up, straightened out, a lot of tape exchange things.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we just got through talking to Montreal for a live report on what's going on there, because Canada's pretty weird right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just busy at work, and I think we're getting a little more efficient, proficient, professional, or whatever adjective, you know. But it's all seeming to come along good.
That's good, man.
So, we're happy about that.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're keeping your end up over there.
Listen, really, we're still doing it. And I guess that's about all we can say, because we can hardly afford any more.
Yeah.
But,
anyway, let's get those things together, man.
Yes, and do drop us a line, would you? You know, and just let us know what's going on. Also, I don't know if it's too much to ask, but like there are things that, you know, that hit over in England a lot sooner than they do here. Would it be possible to, you know, set up some sort of thing where we would keep you happily supplied in music that we think you'd appreciate, you know, and you could compensate on the other end and send us things that are out there that aren't here?
Yeah.
Do you think, would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Then you can expect we'll put together a little package and tell us if you enjoy.
Yeah, great, and I'll do the same.
Okay. Thank you much.
I'm going to crash.
Next time we'll call earlier.
Okay.
When's a good time to catch you? Brian?
Pardon?
When's a good time to catch you?
I should think usually about 3 hours earlier than this is fine.
Okay. At the crack of midnight, then, you can expect this sometime.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. We'll get the charts for your moons and figure it out.
Great.
So, when's your birthday?
Send everybody my love over there, man.
Okay, when's your birthday?
18th of July.
Okay. Alrighty, we'll send your love, and we've got most of what we're talking about now on tape, and we'll edit that together some way or the other, and maybe find some tidbits that might be interesting for people.
All right, then.
And send you a copy of that, too, if we decide to do something with it. Okay?
Yeah.
That's about all. Saul, you got anything on your mind?
No.
That's an absolute lie, but we'll call it quits at that.
All right, Dan.
Good night, Brian.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Saul?
Yeah?
See you soon, man.
Right. Have a good time.
Peace.
Bye.
Breakfast Ralph?
Yes, I'll say hello to him.
Give him a boot up the arm for me.
Yes, a big hit, as they say. Yes.
All right, you fellas, listen, take care, man.
You too.
Good, it was nice to revive pleasant memories.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Do that again. We'll get those things across to you, too.
Good. Good night.
Bye-bye, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, man.